Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Activity Quest, the podcast that's packed with stuff to do. Today is a Jubilee special of Activity Quest, and we're going to be preparing for our big Jubilee party. Plus, we're going to visit the very place where our Queen went from Princess Elizabeth to Queen Elizabeth. And we've got a rundown of events from across the country ready for the half term. My name is Bex, and every Activity Quest episode starts off with a Fun Kids presenter doing something awesome. Today, Sean is going to be around Westminster Abbey, which is where the Queen was crowned 70 years ago and officially became the Queen. This makes her the longest reigning British monarch and head of state in history, smashing the record set by her great-great-grandmother, Queen Victoria. And to celebrate 70 years of our Queen being on the throne, we have an extra long bank holiday weekend. Let's head over to Sean, who's at Westminster Abbey right now.
I've decided to be a royal for the day and visit Westminster Abbey, where 70 years ago, Princess Elizabeth became Queen Elizabeth. Westminster Abbey is near the Houses of Parliament and has been the church where British monarchs are crowned since 1066. I'm still outside and it looks almost like more of a castle than a church. It's so tall and made of cream stone. It's very detailed, with lots of carvings on the stone, and I think this is because it was built in a Gothic style. The Abbey has been the coronation church since 1066, and 30 kings and queens have been buried here. Many influential people have also been buried here, and it's considered a great honour by many people to be laid to rest here. Scientist Isaac Newton, who discovered gravity, is one of the people that are buried here. In 1937, the 11-year-old Princess Elizabeth had watched her father, King George VI, crowned in the elaborate ceremony, and 16 years later, on the 2nd of June 1953, her own official coronation was to take place right here. Queen Elizabeth's coronation was different. Her husband, who we know as Prince Philip, thought it'd be a good idea to televise the coronation. That way, the whole country and even the world could see it. It was the first time the public would see their monarch being crowned, and it was watched by 27 million people in the UK alone and millions more audiences around the world. At the time, not everyone had television, so people went round to friends and family's houses to see the coronation. They would have seen the inside of Westminster Abbey in black and white. In real life, it's incredibly grand with high carved ceilings, gold engravings, and a long checkered marbled floor. It's massive, which is ideal because over 8,000 guests attended the Queen's coronation. During the coronation, she sat on this chair. And can you guess the name of it? It wasn't very inventive. It was just called the Coronation Chair. You can see it at Westminster Abbey in St. George's Chapel. The Coronation Chair has been used in every coronation ceremony since 1308. It's the oldest piece of furniture in England still used for the purpose for which it was originally built. There's loads to do here, from exploring the gardens and hearing the Abbey choir to just exploring this very incredible building. They also have special family events on for the Jubilee, including crown making and Jubilee garden parties. Talking of Jubilee parties, I better get a move on if I'm going to make it back to my Jubilee party. See you later. Bye.
Now we know all about the anniversary behind the Jubilee, it's time to prepare our celebrations. Lots of people will celebrate the Jubilee by holding a street party in their community. This is where streets will close themselves off from traffic and bring out tables, foods, and decorations into the street to celebrate with their neighbours. There might even be one in your neighbourhood. It's not just in Britain that this will happen. Commonwealth countries around the world, whose head of state is the Queen, will also hold events to celebrate her Platinum Jubilee. Today, Meg is making everything we need for a Fun Kids Jubilee party. But first, let's see what's going on across the UK from Adam.
Thanks, Bex. Yes, it's time for some events from across the UK. And first up, home to the country's only indoor tropical rainforest, you'll have an experience like no other at M&D's in Scotland. Enjoy exotic animals, birds and creepy crawlies from South America and incredible roller coasters too. It's a paradise with over 20 rides for kids only. Fly through the Scottish skies or groove to the rhythm on the disco boats. Become acrobats on trampolines and even fight to be the world champion at Glow in the Dark Bowling. The theme park is located within the stunning Strathclyde Park, perfect for some exploring. Scotlandsthemepark.com for more information. Thomas the Tank Engine is coming to town for a limited time, and fans will be able to hop on board at Day Out with Thomas events at Heritage Railways across the UK. The Watercress Line is one of those locations. Take a train ride with Thomas and meet station sweepers Rusty and Dusty for a train load of excitement. Search Days Out with Thomas to find a place near you. And designed in the late 1600s by Sir Christopher Wren, St Paul's Cathedral was built to replace the original cathedral that was damaged during the Great Fire of London. Since then, it's resisted fires and wars, standing as an iconic symbol of London, and you can go inside. See the grand organ, the high altar, and journey down into the crypt. Not only does it serve as a resting ground for famous figures like Lord Nelson and the First Duke of Wellington, the crypt acts as structural support for the entire cathedral above. stpauls.co.uk to find out more and get your tickets.
Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, I'm very excited for the Fun Kids Jubilee Party. I've even started making some bunting. And while I hang this bunting up, let's join Meg to make some tasty treats for the Jubilee.
Happy Jubilee weekend! I'm going to be making some food that is perfect for a Jubilee party, starting with Coronation Chicken. Coronation chicken was invented for the Queen's coronation in 1953. It was invented as a salad dish, but now it's most commonly in sandwiches, which is how we're going to make it today. Coronation chicken was invented for foreign guests who were to be entertained after the coronation. The food had to be prepared in advance, and so a recipe was invented made of cold chicken in a curry cream sauce. So let's have a go at making this sandwich filling. I need 6 tablespoons of mayonnaise, 2 to 3 teaspoons of mild curry powder. Use less if you're a bit unsure and more if you love curry powder. 1/2 teaspoon of ground cinnamon, 2 tablespoons of mango chutney, 1 to 3 tablespoons of sultanas, depending on how much you like sultanas. Now, some people say sultanas are weird in a sandwich, but I think they taste so, so yummy. And then, of course, you need 500 grams of shredded cooked chicken. Or if you don't want to use chicken, you can use a can of chickpeas. So I'm going to mix the mayo, the curry powder, the cinnamon and the chutney and the sultanas together and season with a little bit of black pepper. Now I've mixed my sauce, I'm just going to give it a little taste. It's really nice. I'm going to add a little bit more curry powder to mine, and then I'm going to add either shredded chicken, or if you're doing the veggie version, you can use a can of drained chickpeas crushed slightly with a fork. Both versions taste brilliant. Stir to coat into the sauce and then taste it again. I always love a taste test. That is the best thing about being the chef in the kitchen. You get to do as many taste tests as you want. I've already been eating a lot of taste tests for the cake batter this morning. So good day all round. I'm going to add a little bit more mayo and a little bit more seasoning. And then I'm just going to scoop some and spread it between sandwiches to make my sandwiches. For the Fun Kids Jubilee Party, I'm actually going to make two types of sandwiches. The other type of sandwiches I'm going to make are cucumber sandwiches. The reason I'm making them is because it's said that the Queen eats these every afternoon and they couldn't be more perfect. That was my very bad impression of our lovely Queen. So for this, you need white bread, cucumber, salt, pepper, and mayonnaise or butter. So the first thing that you need to do is get your cucumber and get an adult to help you with this because you're going to need a knife. So get an adult to help you cut the cucumber into really nice thin slices. Then get some kitchen roll, pop the kitchen roll down and put the slices on the kitchen roll and sprinkle. I've used about half a cucumber here, so I'm going to use half a teaspoon of salt. I'm just going to sprinkle that all over the cucumber slices. The reason for this is if you put cucumber straight in a sandwich, it can make the bread a little bit soggy, which is not what we want. So what we're going to try and do is draw some of the moisture, some of the water out into the kitchen roll, and also the salt will draw some out as well. I'm going to leave that for 5 minutes with more kitchen roll over the top and then come back to it. Okay, I've come back to it and I can see that the paper towel is quite wet, so we've lost some of the moisture, which means that these sandwiches shouldn't go soggy when the slice of cucumber put inside them. Now I'm using white bread. You can use any bread, but white bread is traditional. And I'm using a thin layer of mayonnaise. Now, some recipes say you should use butter, some say use mayonnaise. So maybe try both or go with what you prefer. I love mayonnaise, so I'm going with mayonnaise. And then I'm just popping my cucumber slices in. I've got about 9 on a sheet of white bread. Couple of grinds of my pepper. And then if you would like to, you can also add a little bit of dill, the herb here, if you want to. Then I'm going to pop another slice of bread on top. And if you're like me, you might have always been told to eat your crust. My mum and dad were always telling me to eat my crust. They say it made my hair go curly, and I did grow up to have curly hair, so maybe it worked. However, for cucumber sandwiches, it is traditional to cut the crust off. So get an adult to help you cut the crusts off and then slice them into long rectangles. I've got about 3 out of my sandwich, and this is called a finger sandwich, and you can hold it between 2 fingers and very delicately eat it like the royal princess or prince that you are. Okay, we need something sweet for our party, so I am going to make a cake. I've already made the base of the cake. I made a sheet cake, which means that it is a rectangle cake. I used 225 grams of softened butter, 225 grams of golden caster sugar, 225 grams of self-raising flour, 4 large eggs, and 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract. And then I baked it at 180 degrees for 15 minutes and then let it cool. So now it's cool, I can decorate it. And I want it to look like a Union Jack, which is the flag of Great Britain. So you have the red cross down the middle for England, and then you have the blue diagonal cross, which is for Scotland. So for the red part, I'm using British strawberries because they're in season at the moment. And I'm sticking them onto the cake by putting a layer of white buttercream. All I did to make the buttercream was icing sugar and butter and a little bit of vanilla extract as well. So I'm layering the buttercream onto the cake and making a cross with strawberries. And then for the blue, I'm using blueberries. So people say cake isn't that healthy, but I've added fruit to this, so I think it is fairly healthy. So now I've got cake and 2 types of sandwiches. I'm going to put out some more fruit, some bowls of crisps. I've also gone down to my local park and I've picked some flowers, some wildflowers, to put on the tables. And Bex has been making some wonderful bunting. So I think we're ready for our party. I've made a crown decorating station, which is something that you can do at your Jubilee party. party. Basically, I've got yellow paper and I've cut it into crowns, and then I've put loads of sweet wrappers and paint so that people can design their own crown. It's a really fun activity. We've also got pin the crown on the queen, which is a little bit like pin the tail on the donkey. So we've got a blindfold and then we've got a picture of the queen, and you have to try and pin the crown onto the queen. And we've got some speakers of loads of music. So Bex, I think it is time to invite the Fun Kids team down and get some guests and some music. Bex, I hope you're not eating some of the sandwiches. They're for our guests.
Oh, sorry, I couldn't resist. They look so delicious and they taste fit for a queen. Remember, there's loads of episodes of Activity Quest that you can go back and listen to anytime. If you're after some more suggestions this half term, just scroll back in your podcast app and pick an episode you fancy. We have activities from all across the UK that you can listen to and enjoy. Plus, loads of activities you can do at home. Whatever you do and however you do it, tell us at funkidslive.com/activityquest. And remember to rate, review and follow this podcast wherever it is you're listening to it. I'm Bex, and this has been a podcast from the UK's children's radio station, Fun Kids. Listen to Fun Kids on your DAB digital radio, online, on the free Fun Kids mobile app, and on your smart speaker. Just say, play Fun Kids. Enjoy the bank holiday, and happy Jubilee.
Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back, and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.